Thanks so much for joining us during this season of Lent, or what we like to call Relent, because Lent is really the ultimate surrender. Not giving something up for a few days, but truly surrendering our lives to Christ. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8 is our passage today. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. If you're having trouble with the idea of surrender, if giving in and giving up is a foreign concept, if your attitude regarding church is more along the lines of like a Walmart supercenter, then take a couple minutes to think about this passage with me. Here's what Jesus did in Philippians chapter 2, 5 through 8. Jesus, fully God, left heaven and came to earth as man. C.S. Lewis likened that to a man becoming a dog in order to communicate with other dogs. Jesus, fully God and fully man, was willing to lay aside the splendor of deity in order to complete his mission all the way to the cross. Jesus' life and death were acts of relent, surrender for you and me. He bought us by his death and brought us together as the church through his ultimate surrender. So, Father, check my attitude. Help me to follow the example of the selfless servant, Jesus Christ. Forgive me for any Walmart supercenter attitude. Help me to shed my serve me mentality and help me, like Jesus, to serve others. Give me the mind of Jesus. In his name I pray. Amen.